Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, it's 4 weeks since children went back to school, but many pupils around the country are still facing issues accessing transport under the scheme operated by Bus Éireann. One school, which is particularly affected, is the Catherine Macaulay National School on Bagot Street in Dublin City Centre. And our reporter, Maura Fay, has visited the school and is with us now. Good morning, Maura.
Good morning, Claire.
So tell us about the situation at this school, the Catherine Macaulay National School.
So this school is what's known as a reading school. For the last 40 years, it's been helping children with severe dyslexia learn to read. Each child only goes there for a short placement of 2 years. There are currently 99 students attending the school, coming from five different counties. As it's a special school, each child who attends there is entitled to free transport. Some of the children have very long journeys. One child, for instance, travels from Mullingar every morning. Now, of the 99 students enrolled there, nine currently do not have organised transport. I visited the school last Friday morning and spoke to some of the parents affected. One such parent is Lorraine Behan. Her son James is going into his second year at the school, and she explained to me how she's getting him there every morning.
So we're from Swords. So we're coming out from Swords direction.
How challenging is it to get your son into school on time every day?
The situation I have is my eldest son is in his leaving cert year. So he's in school in Swords. So I'm in a situation where I have to leave him to school at 7:45. To be able to leave Swords to get here to Bagot Street for 9 o'clock. And I'm in a situation where I've no choice but to use the port tunnel. If I don't use the port tunnel, James is going to arrive probably an hour late for school. And then you're using the East Link as well. So it's a massive expense daily.
You're talking over €15 every morning in tolls.
Every morning. And I need to get back to work as well. So if I choose not to go through the tolls on the way back, I'm then late for work, plus I need to get back in here for 2:30, so I'm having to use the tolls coming back in order to be able to stay in work for as long as I can, because I'd have to leave a half an hour earlier if I'm to come through the city centre. So on average, it's probably closer to €25, €30 a day in tolls.
Just in tolls, not even fuel.
Not even fuel, exactly. So it's a massive expense. And it was a big consideration when, obviously, this is a massive opportunity for James. We really wanted to take the place in the school. But it was a big deciding factor, knowing that that's fantastic. Transportation is included in this for him. So it was a massive deciding factor in taking the place in the school.
He's now in his second year at the school. Have you seen benefits in him attending here?
Absolutely. Massive benefits. The difference in his confidence, his reading has gone. It's fantastic. I cannot praise the staff here enough. They've been absolutely amazing. My eldest son is also dyslexic, and unfortunately he wasn't lucky enough to be able to get the opportunity that James has. So I can see the massive difference in my eldest child, who didn't get this opportunity, and James, who has. So being the mom of two dyslexic children, it's to see the difference in James even in 1 year is just fantastic.
So it's working, but the journey does sound very, very stressful for them. And there must be huge demand, is there, Maura, for places in the Catherine Macaulay School?
There is. Part of the reason that so many children have to travel so far is that there's no facility like this in their local area. I spoke to Dermot Murphy from Santry, and he told me how it's his son James's first year at the school.
This is his first year in Catherine Macaulay's. We tried for last year to get him in, but we're lucky enough to get him in this year. And we're really hopeful, you know, that this will, you know, be the best opportunity for him, you know.
Has it been a challenge to get him into a school like this?
It has. It has been a challenge. And, you know, there's a lot of places, a lot of people looking to get in. So we were delighted that we eventually got in here.
So when did you find out that you were getting in here, and when did you go about applying for the school transport scheme?
I think it was early on in the year. We kind of found out, and we kind of go through a process. And then when, you know, part of the attraction was, oh, wow, you know, he's going to get picked up and dropped home every day, you know. Because of the distance of where we live, in Santry to here in Baggot Street, that was a challenge. So to have that removed was brilliant. But now that we're kind of dealing with having to drop them in every morning, that is tough going.
And how is it working at the minute?
I drop them in every morning and then I scramble to try to get members of family that are free or even taking time off work to get them. I work over towards Liffey Valley area, so I have to commute from here to there every morning. One or two mornings I can't because I have to travel with work, so I've had to put them in a public taxi with my daughter to get them in. So it financially that's been expensive too, coming across the city. And this week has been pretty tough, stressful, considering like the Dáil started this week, first morning, it was 90 minutes to try to get in. It was a struggle. With the road closures there in Kildare Street and everything, it was a nightmare.
Why is it so hard then for these parents to access transport under the school transport scheme?
That's the question I put to the principal of the school, Nasa Sheehan. She explained to me that because students only attend the school for 2 years, they have a 50% turnover of students every year. But she says they do make applications to the scheme several months before a child is due to start class.
So when parents are, when I've offered them a place and they've accepted, we fill in the form to access school transport, which is their right as part of coming to a special school. Those forms are filled in March. They then go to the National Council for Special Education, where they're processed and sent on to the school transport section of the Department of Education. From there, having received sanction, they then go on to Bus Éireann. And Bus Éireann, they run the tendering process then for contractors. When tendering came in as an aspect of our legislation over the last number of years, that has added an extra procurement level to the system. And that is where a lot of the delay is happening, particularly for the 9 students who still aren't on a bus yet. And today is the 20th of September. So those parents would have filled in forms in March, and we're now in September, a full 6 months later, with no transport.
Is this a problem that you're having every year?
This is my 9th year in the job, and this is my 9th year having this same issue.
Do you think it's getting worse or better?
It's getting worse. There is also the added difficulty of fewer drivers, so a supply and demand issue at the moment. The school transport scheme was expanded a couple of years ago by Norma Foley. And this expansion was primarily going to affect students at post-primary level. But the impact for us, because our students come from 5 different counties, is that the post-primary aspect is mostly a feature for more rural schools in terms of getting to work when their post-primary school is further away from home. This is now affecting my routes that are coming from those areas where the supply and demand is affecting more prominently.
The stress of not having school transport, those 9 students that are affected, do you think that's impacting on them?
It's definitely impacting on their family life. Their parents are to be absolutely applauded for showing such commitment in that none of those kiddos have missed a day yet. We're the 20th of September and the start of the year is really important for settling in socially. But also, like I mentioned, we're on the clock in terms of the intervention. So every day we run a cumulative intervention. So you have to be here every day to get that extra layer to move on to the next part. The parents are showing such huge commitment, but the impact for them is on their family life. So it's quite stressful. It's stressful for them getting siblings out the door, for the parents who are coming in from the north side and Meath routes, which are the two that we don't have up and running yet. This means that they're leaving home before 7 a.m, sometimes 6:30 a.m. We've had 2 protests this week in Dublin City Centre. So the traffic on those days, there were some kids who were in the car with their families because they can't use the bus lane for 3 hours to get to school. So yes, it's definitely having an impact on family life.
That's a crazy situation for those families. You did ask the Department of Education as well, didn't you, Maura, about this? What did they say?
So a spokesperson told me that so far over 140,000 school transport scheme tickets have been issued to families for the 2024-2025 school year. This is already over 3% more than the total number of tickets issued in the previous school year. With regards to the operation of services for the current academic year, unfortunately, difficulties have risen in specific locations with a small number of contracted services where it has not yet been possible to provide vehicles or drivers. These difficulties have arisen in some cases due to a lack of driver or contractor availability or where zero bids were received for a service despite repeated efforts to procure one. Bus Éireann has advised that a number of routes for the Catherine Macaulay National School are at the latter stages of the procurement process, which includes necessary safety compliance checks and driver vetting. Bus Éireann are engaging with the school and with families directly, and families will be updated as soon as a transport solution is in place.
It doesn't make much sense now that they're at the latter stages of the procurement process on the 23rd of September and we hear what those families are going through. But anyway, we hope that that's sorted out for them. Maura, thanks so much. That's our reporter, Maura Fay. Up next on the programme, from bungalows to Mac mansions, should Ireland restrict one-off housing?
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.